All right, now before we get to political commentary, we have a very special guest today. His name is Mike Lynch. He is the senior pastor at North Star Church in West Cobb, where myself and my family attend. He's been married for 21 years to his beautiful wife, Ann. He's got two children, Casey and Mary Michael. On a weekly basis at church, we have 2,100 people attend. He's been there since it started for 16 years. He's a former college baseball player, currently works with high school baseball players. He's a football chaplain to the Alatoona High School since 2008, and a frequent speaker to the Atlanta Falcons. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, and Michael, it is great to be with you guys.
Tell me this, a guy that loves sports so much, how'd you end up being a pastor?
I stunk at sports, Ty. That's how I got coaches fired and caused all kinds of trouble trying to play the game of baseball, so I eventually decided that maybe there was something else in the world I could do better than I was doing on the mound pitching in college, so ended up in ministry and absolutely love doing in ministry what you love doing for people with their money. I love to see people come alive when you show them they got options and there's hope for something they didn't think there was hope for.
All right. Tell us this. You work with the Falcons from time to time. For our listeners, tell them know exactly what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I work through their chaplain, a guy named Jason Webster, the chaplain for the Falcons. And so I'll go in and do chapel service, pregame chapels. They'll be the night before games, and it is awesome. And I tell you what, as an Atlanta resident, it is a great deal to watch, to walk in and see 25 or 30 of these guys that are in there, and they love the Lord, and man, they really want more than a game of football for their lives. It's a really, really cool deal.
Now, you're not one to brag, but I understand that you have a perfect record. When you go talk to the Falcons, you have a perfect record. They win every time. Is that correct?
Knock on wood, man. Knock on wood. And I just want you to know, because the kind of guy I am, I have volunteered my services to carry them to the Super Bowl. So whether they take me up on it or not, I don't know. But I have volunteered that I would love to keep that perfect record all the way to the Super Bowl. And if they chose to, I'd be glad to take one of the rings from them, only if they wanted to.
If they wanted to donate one to you?
Absolutely. Just if they felt the goodness in their heart. But, yeah, it's been a great run, and we've been lucky. And I tell you what, man, they got a great team and do a great job. And so I enjoy being a small part of that success.
The word on the street is there's actually Falcons players that have recognized that and are tweeting out they want you to come speak to them right before the first playoff game.
Oh, that would be a beautiful thing, baby. That'd be a beautiful thing. In fact, I'm lined up right now to do the NFC Championship game. If they're able to make it, yep, I'm lined up to do that game. So we're praying those guys get there, and we can do our part getting them ready and let them go do their thing on the field. It'd be a lot of fun.
That is neat. And that's kind of that's kind of the thing you love, working with athletes.
I do, because I love for those guys to see how what they do on the field ties into what we all do every day in life, learning to bounce back, learning to be resilient, learning to get up when you want to fall. When you're down, you don't stay down. You get back up and you get back in the game. And it's just neat. It's neat to watch them do what they do professionally and even on the high school level, but to see how it ties in with Scripture and ties in with what we all face, whether it's in business or politics or whatever else we do in life.
We're talking today to Mike Lynch, senior pastor at North Star Church right here in the greater Atlanta area in West Cobb. Do the Falcons players, and you speak to them regularly or do they recognize the role models that they are? And do they recognize how the community is watching them and how their testimony resonates?
You know, it's funny. I would say yes, the majority do. The sad part is it's the one or two in any city, on any team, that don't want that cross to bear that we all recognize. But the ones that do get it, that have their charitable foundations, that go out and serve in the community, they visit hospitals, they understand, and I heard a guy named Rick Warren say, they have been blessed with affluence because they can have influence. And I think they get that. And I would say the greater majority do, absolutely. And I look at what they've done for my own son, been able to go to one of the chapel services and look and see these guys. They don't have to be in there the night before a game at a Bible study. They could be a million different places, but they're there because they understand football is a game they play. It's not who they are. It's just what they do. So, yeah, I think the majority of them do, especially the Atlanta guys. And I think that's a credit to Blank and And Dimitroff and the team there that's put them together, they get the bigger picture than just the game of football.
One more question, because you kind of alluded to it there. I don't know how many is on an NFL roster. Maybe you do. But how many actually show up to the Bible study on average?
50, I believe, if I'm correct, there's 53 on the active roster. And typically, there's between 25 and 30 at the study, along with some of the coaches and some of the trainers and some of the other guys on their staff. But yeah, well, right at half the team are either at chapel or mass the night before a game.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible.
It's pretty awesome. It is pretty awesome.
You know, it's interesting, before we actually leave that topic, not only the Falcons, but also college players and high school players, those are typically the people, athletes, that are looked to in their peer group, whether it be at college or at a high school, and their testimony is very, 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 very important. So that's a great thing that you're doing, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Now, let's talk about North Star. This after this weekend, Christmas Eve services there. For our listeners, if they're looking for a Christmas Eve service at North Star, what are the times? And it's a very special night. I attend there. We go there every Christmas Eve. It's a very special night. For our listeners, give us the times and what's it all about.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to be meeting the 23rd, which is Christmas Eve. We know a lot of families aren't from Atlanta, and they travel, and they'll head out on the 23rd. So we do a 6 o'clock service on the 23rd. And then on the 24th, on Christmas Eve, we do a 2:15, a 3:30, a 4:45, and a 6 o'clock. And we do, in fact, at 4:45, we'll have two simultaneous services going on our campus. It's special because it is a great time in the middle of the year as we're wrapping up in the sort of the middle of life with school, and everybody's going to get a little vacation, hopefully, to reflect back on all the things we had to be thankful for, but to remind ourselves that God really did love us enough to put skin on, to come to this world to show us how much He loved us. And then we celebrate that day, Christmas Eve, whether it's one of the afternoon services or evening services. We do a candle lighting at the end of the service, and I tell you what, and we say this every year, it never feels like Christmas till you're holding that candle up in a dark room with hundreds of other people, and you're reminded of just how much we've been blessed and how much God really does love us. So this year we're going to be talking about God's faithfulness and how even during our tough times and even during the things in life we don't understand, if you look back in the rearview mirror of life, you will always see God's faithfulness. And I think that's what we see through Christmas, is God was faithful to redeem man and offer man a way out. And we're going to be celebrating that on Christmas Eve.
If folks want to, if they didn't get the times written down, maybe they're driving, is there a website? Is it northstarchurch.org?
Man, absolutely. Yep. You can go to www.northstarchurch.org. The other great feature we'll have in line this year, we haven't had before, is you'll be able to live stream any of the services. You'll be able to click on at one of our hours, and all those hours will be listed on our landing page. When you get there, you can click on that and watch the service. If you're unable to attend or you're out of town, you can watch the service online and catch up with it. It's a really, really neat feature we've added for the coming year.
Mike, I got about a minute left here, and I'm a born-again child of God. I know you are, too. There's no doubt in my mind when I die where I'm going. And this time of year, you know, we think about Christmas. Many people think about putting up a tree, buying presents, the hustle and bustle. They have to cook for loved ones. And many times the meaning of Christmas is completely lost. For the person listening right now that doesn't understand why God sent His Son, why He died on the cross, how they get to heaven, if you would, just lay it out. And I know time is short. 30 seconds, yeah. Room, and lay it out. How do you get to heaven?
Yeah, man, it's a great thing, Ty. I think the biggest thing to understand is every time we see the cross and every time we see the ultimate tree that Jesus came to be under, which was the cross, and to be on, we have to picture it as it was God's way of reconciling God and man. We weren't good enough to get to heaven, so He had to send something to make up for what we fell short on. And that what He did was He sent Christ, and He came for one reason, and that was to die for you and me and our sin that would keep us out of heaven, because He wants everyone who believes to have that opportunity to go to heaven. And man, if anybody has a question about that, or they're going, man, I don't understand why God would love me. Number one, we'll never all understand that. I just accept it. But if you want to know more, when you're on that North Star Church website, click the link to my email, mike.lynch@northstarchurch.org, and I would love to tell you more about God's plan for your life, because it is greater and bigger than any you have for yourself. I can promise you that.
Mike Lynch, senior pastor at North Star Church. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, buddy. And Michael, don't take over your dad's show today, buddy. Be good to him.
Yes, sir.